Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We are on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Much easier Daf today. It's okay today. But up to the two dots. The two dots were Yevama She'amra Besoch Shloshim Yom. Right? If a lady, if a Yevama says within 30 days that she says, by the way, he's never consummated the marriage yet, we don't believe her. Because we're going to see right now. Man Tana, who's the one who holds Ad Tlusin Yomin for 30 days, Mokim Inish Anafshe, a man can withstand. So just because she said within 30 days, so for 30 days a man can withstand.
So we do believe her, right.
So who's that? Amar Yochanan, Reb Meir, it's a sheet of Reb Meir. So just one unbelievable thing I saw in here, that within 30 days a man can withstand. Says the Beis Halevi, based on this idea, in the Drasha Yigimel, he says, Zeha Inyan, Bamasha Chazal Natalan with Chodesh El Tshuva. That's how we have Chodesh El for Tshuva. It's 30 days. It's so long, 30 days. What are you 30 days for? So there's a reason why you need 30 days. Kahachana Liyom Hadin. Tahachana. Why? Ki Mavur Kan Ad Shloshim Yom, Yachal Adam Lis Apek, Ul His Gabra Al Atzmo. 30 days you can do it. Right, for 30 days you can be misguided over yourself. After that, maybe not, but 30 days, yeah. Therefore, because of a Rambam Begidre Tshuva, Rambam says, Shetarach Lashuv B'Tshuva, Ad She'ein Alav Yadua Ta'alumos, right, you know for certain, Shlo Yashuv L'Zeh HaChet La'olam. You're not going to do this Chet again. So Tshuva means, right, the Chet passes you by, you don't fall into that trap. That's true Tshuva. Right, you could say, you can have Charata all you want, but when it comes to the same temptation comes your way, you fail again. That's not tshuva. Tshuva means you have charata, you promise, and then when it comes your way, you don't fail again. Right? Many times you have charata. Ach, kavor, kam, yamim, chozul, ba'isav, every shonim. Right? For a while, it's very, very sincere and very genuine. It doesn't last. It doesn't have any lasting value. V'zehu, mishum, shlo ne'akar milibo oso hamachshacha hara. You didn't remove that evilness from your heart. Yeah, yeah, charata, you feel terrible. Elo shel zman hamuat hischazik al tivo v'hisapik bilti aso sara v'rak la'achar shloshim yom nasek kinyan ba'atzmo. It takes 30 days to do this. V'lo yoshev l'maisav harishonim l'kach. Therefore, nitnu shloshim yom shel chodesh elo. Right, today is what day of elo? The 9th. K'day lakor es hara to uproot the bed ad shebebo Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah comes. Then tia tshuva kavua, tshuva will be kavua. You hear this? And then he says, I couldn't pass that up in the middle of El, so not say a part like that. How could you pass that up? Anyway, so who's the one who holds this idea of 30 days? This whole part of the Beis Halevi is really Reb Meir. It's really Reb Meir. Why? The Tanya, because we have a Brisa that says as follows, Tanis Besulim, if a man, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisete, if a man claims that he married a girl, and the father promised she's a basula, and he took her home, and then she's not a basula. So tainus basulim. So how long do you have after the marriage to come to Beis Din and say she wasn't a basula? Assuming the Beis Din's available. Right? The whole thing changes if there's no Beis Din around. But assuming the Beis Din, so how many days do you have to come make such a taina? Right? So Meir says, Tlusin Yomin, Kol Shloshim Yom, 30 days. Divrei Reb Meir. Because it could be that for the first 30 days, he didn't have any relations. Because for 30 days, you could hold off. So you have 30 days to go and then taina, hey, by the way, she was out of Basula. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Nistara, if they were alone, then la'altar. You don't have 30 days, right away. Lo Nistara, but if they never were alone, for whatever reason, then a few l'acha kamashanim, you have years, as long as they're alone. Once they're alone, we don't assume that a man's going to hold off, and then you have an obligation to come right away. Rashi explains, because what's going to happen, you're going to be happily married, all of a sudden you have a fight, right? After 6 months, well, you know, I'll get her, I'll go to Beis Din, I'll say. So, I'll say she's not a basula. You can't do that. Right away, you come to Beis Din. Reb Meir says you have 30 days. It doesn't have to be that minute. You have 30 days. Why? Because it could be for the first 30 days, nothing will happen. Rabbi Yossi doesn't assume that. So therefore, our Mishnah must be Reb Meir. right? Our mission must be Rebbeir, because Rebbeir's, our mission said, you have 30 days. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Omer, Afilutem Rabbi Yossi. It even could be Rabbi Yossi. Why? Ad Kanloka, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Hassam. When did Rabbi Yossi say it's din? By Basula, and Parshas Kisete, Ela Ba'arusaso. It's only by an Arusa. You're engaged to her. The Gisba, you're comfortable with her. She's your Kala. To wait so many days, it's not Mestaber, according to Rabbi Yossi. Aval Isha is Achiv, but your wife's brother, your brother's wife, Mivzaz buzzes. You're not comfortable with her, Rashi says, Bosh Haimena. It's a very unusual relationship. She was married to your brother. And all of a sudden, you're taking her home in Yibum. Who said you're going to be so comfortable and so ready to have Bia right away? Even Rabbi Yossi will admit, when do we say that man's not going to hold off? That's if it's someone who you're comfortable with. It's your Kala. Right? You're engaged for a year. You know each other. But your brother's wife, that's not so pashut. Therefore, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, it might take 30 days for you to have Bia with her. It might take 30 days till you get comfortable enough to go ahead and do it. Okay. Fine. Next. There really should be a two dots here. I don't know why there isn't. Ad shekofin oso lachlots. What did we say? We said that if you're married for 30 days, if she comes and tainas, right, the Mishnah said that she comes and tainas, that you would know no relations, then we force him to do chalitza. Right? We force him to do chalitza. So the Gemara asked, why don't we force him to do yibum? Right? So, ad shekofin oso lachlots. Why don't we force him to do yibum, to do chalitza? So nichbinu liyibum. Why don't we force him to do yibum? Why are we forcing him to do chalitza? Why don't we force yibum? So do it. So you might think she comes in tainus for 30 days. So do it already and finish and do yibum. Why chalitza? So Amarav b'shegita yotzei mitachas yada. No, he gave her a get already. He gave her a get. I said that yesterday. He gave her a get. Once you give a get, the possibility of yibum is over. That's why the Mishnah says you force him to do chalitza. Can't do yibum. Gave a get. 1 second. Is that true? Meisvei. Listen to this. Yivama sha'amr b'soch shloshim yom. If a yivama says within 30 days, lo nivalti. He didn't have relations with me yet. Bein shehu omer ba'alti. Wouldn't matter what he says, we don't care what he says. Because we're going to believe her. Even if he says, it's not true, I did. Bein shehu omer lo ba'alti. Or he says, I didn't. You're right, I didn't, Taka. I didn't. Doesn't make a difference what he says. Kofenot so shiachlot la. We force him. We force him to do chalitza. There's going to be three cases. The kasha is going to be from the last one. This is what we're saying now. We said it already. Lachar shloshim yom, after 30 days, mevakshen imenu shiachlots la. We ask him to do chalitza. Why do we ask him? Because she's offered herself to the whole world because she said it's not true. She said he hasn't had chalitza with me. She says he doesn't do yibum with me. And therefore what? By her saying that, she's shaviyanav shechatich di surah. She's offered herself to the whole world. So we do a favor. Give her chalitza. Let her marry the whole world. Let her get married. Let her be free. Now, Rashi says it's after 30 days. After 30 days, he omeris. She says, nivalti. She says, Hitaka had relations with me. We'll believe that. Because after 30 days, we said a man can't hold. So it's going to happen. So it's true. For who omer? And he says, for whatever reason, lo baalti. I didn't. Hare ze yoti beget. So you know what? Then give her a get. Why? Because you're fully married. Because after 30 days, we believe that relations happened. So now you're fully married. You miyabim her. Now she doesn't want to stay with you. You don't give her a get. Who again? After 30 days, who Omer? He says bialti. I had relations. Who Omer bialti? Vehi Omeres, and she says lo bialti. It didn't happen. So after 30 days, we believe the fact that it did happen, but she said it didn't happen. The afal pi shechazer v'omer lo ba'alti. But then even if he changes his mind and says, you know what, it didn't happen. Even if he changes his mind, we still believe that it happened because it's after 30 days and therefore tzricha get v'chalitza. She needs a get and chalitza. She needs a get and chalitza? That means that in our Mishnah, there was no get. Because here the Braisa says, it's the same exact case. It's after 30 days, and the Braisa here says, she needs a get and chalitza. Right? Why does she need a get? She needs a get because they're married. And why does she need chalitza? Because she said it didn't happen. So she's offering herself on the whole world. This is mashma, that in our case, which is the same thing, there was no get. She's giving a get now. Meaning, when she comes and walks into the bezin for the first time, there was no get. So again, go back to the question. The question is, why can't she force Yibum? So the Gemara answers, no, you know what that line means, Amar of Ami? No, Shricha Chalitza im Gita. No, it just means you need to give Chalitza with the get you already gave. That's all it means. So same case, you gave the get already. You gave the get already. Amar, that's Rav Ami. Rav Ashi Amar, no. Hasam get lezikaso. There, you gave a get before you had any kind of relations. So Midrabanan, if you walk over to a Yavama and hand her a get, what does that do? Midaraisa does nothing. Midrabanan, we said, that breaks the Zika, and now you can never do Yibam to her. So he gave her such a get. Now he married her. So Midaraisa, it's a good marriage. Midrabanan, it's not. Midaraisa, it's a good marriage. So now he's got to give her another get to undo that. That's what's going on here. Right? V'hacha get lebiyaso. Here he's giving her a get to undo the marriage to Raisa. So Taka, he gives her two gets. It's not a stira. Hanu Shnehem Modim, there were two people that they both admitted that they had no relation. They both admitted it. To Asu Lekame de Rava, they came in front of Rava. Amalahu Rava, Rava said, Chalutzula, let her do Chalit, let her be a Chalitza here. Then Visharu La Tigwa, then she can go home, then she's a free woman. So Amar of Shrevi La Rava, Iva Tadi Tricha get Vichalitza, but the bride said you have to give a get also. And Rava, you only mentioned Chalitza. So Amalei, so the Rava said, oh, Itanya Tanya. Oh, if that's what the Braisa said, then fine. I didn't realize that. I wasn't aware of that Braisa. There's no Mishnah that says that. It's only a Braisa. Every Amora, by definition, had to know every Mishnah. Did not have to know every Braisa. So Rava, I never heard that. If that's what the Braisa said, then okay, then I take back what I said. And he has to give a get as well. That's all. No, so that's because that's fine, but you still have to give a get. There's no way not to give one. If they both said,
we interpret the price as a king which he previously had a get,
right?
Then we tell him to do chalitza, but
and then he does chalitza and a get again.
What did you say?
Tzricha get libiaso. What is that? That's a get for the bia. That's Rav Ashi's answer. Hasam get lezikaso, and then a get for the bia. So even though they're both admitting there was no bia here, so maybe he has to give a get to break the zika, and then maybe why would he do that? That's a good question. So he has to give a get then to break the zika.
No, he did it.
No, but what? No, they're both admitting. Oh, because we don't believe it. Because that's why we don't believe it's true. It's after 30 days, so we don't believe it's true. We believe they're fully married, so it gives a get and a chalitza. Exactly. Okay. Hon is a man's name. Berader of Nachman, Rav Nachman's son, he named his son Hon. Mayor of Nachman, he asked his father. Tzarasa Mahu. What about the Tzara? Right? In other words, a man's married to two women. One woman, I'm sorry. A man is married to two women. Then he dies. Then the brother now does, well, the brother takes one. And she comes to Bezdin and says, he never did chalitza to me. He never did yibum to me. He never consummated the marriage with me. Right? So what did we say? We don't believe her after 30 days. We don't believe her. But since she offered herself by saying she's still a shomeres yavam, what do we do? So we give chalitza. What about the co-wife? What about the other one? So by virtue of the fact that the brother took this one in marriage, the other one became a free woman. Now this wife is claiming she's not a wife yet. She's still shomeres. She's still waiting. He never did anything. He didn't consummate the marriage. So what about the co-wife? So the Gemara said, the co-wife, Amalei, v'chir b'desha anu kofenu mevakshin t'yasser tzara. Because this one here is making up stories, we'll be forcing, requesting, back and forth. The co-wife has to be stuck? The co-wife is for sure not stuck. She's for sure free. She's for sure free.
At what point?
At what point? So probably 30 days. Probably after 30 days. Because if before 30 days, we'll believe it's true. But after 30 days, we don't believe anything she says. Why are we giving her chalitza? We're only giving her chalitza because she herself has offered herself. That doesn't affect the co-wife. Doesn't affect the co-wife. Co-wife is a free lady. This one? So she herself opened her mouth. Right? She opened her mouth and she made problems for herself by making a claim, which we're not going to believe. Okay, so we'll do chalitza to help her out so she shouldn't be stuck her whole life. The co-wife? The co-wife is a free lady. Okay. Next. Hanoderet hana. We said that if a woman... The last part of the mission there was when she makes a neder about not being with her potential brother-in-law. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, we have a mission that says as follows. Berishona, originally, in the old life, Hayu Omrim, Shalosh Nashim, Yotzos Vinotlos Ksuva. They allowed three women who could not live with their husbands, for whatever reason, we'll see in a minute, to get a ksuva anyway. Why? Because it's all not going to be their fault. Who are these three women? One is, it's an Ashes Kohen, a Kohen's wife, who says, Ha'omeres Tmeya Anilach. I was violated by Goyim. I was violated by somebody. Now the halacha is, if you're married to Israel, and you were violated not by your own will, you can go back to your husband. But if you're an Ashes Kohen, you can't. So here she says, I didn't do it willfully. I was violated. I can't be married to you anymore. Since she's an Ones, we give her the ksuva. Right? If she did it on purpose, she ruined the whole marriage herself. She will not get me entitled to the ksuva. But here, she shouldn't do it on purpose. She was violated. So therefore, she gets her ksuva. That's case number one. Case number two is Hashemayim Beini Lebeinach. Heaven is between me and you. What does that mean? It's a machlokas. Rashi says that means he's mistreating her. He's not either fulfilling his duties as a husband, some kind of mistreatment. Tosva says he can't molded children. He can't have children. So she says, listen, I'd love to stay in this marriage. I'd love to. But it's just not working out. So she's allowed to leave and she gets her tshuva. Three, ani min ha-Yehudim, I'm sorry, netula ani min ha-Yehudim. I have made a neder, ossering myself from all Jews. What does that mean? So Rashi explained, because tashmish for her is very uncomfortable. It's painful. So it's like an ones. She can't be married. So she says, not personal husband, I'm making a neder against the whole world. Every man I'm ossering myself. Not just you. I can't be married. So she's considered an ones because she makes such a neder. Who would make such a neder? Only someone who's very sincere. Who else is making such a neder? So she made such a neder. Obviously she's sincere. Therefore she can't be married. She can't. It's too painful. So she can leave and she gets her ksuva. It's not her fault. Then Chozru Lomer, we then went ahead and said, We realized that, so it's either the generations went down, there was a Yerida, whatever it is, we started to realize this was a very good excuse for women. So they wanted to get out of the marriage and get the ksuva too. Oh, I was violated. Oh, Shemayim, there's not a... I made a neder. And the Farshim says, she'll go to a different town. Obviously, she's not interested in the neder. And she'll marry somebody and forget the neder. They won't know about this neder in the other town. Right? So it's a very easy way for her to get out of the marriage. She'll get a get, and she'll get the ksuva too. She'll make one of these three claims up. So in the old days, when people wouldn't lie, it wasn't a problem. But people started to lie, so they had to do something. So then they said, you know what, not so fast. Chazru lomer, shlote ishin asanis eineha ba'acher. She shouldn't see another man. We don't want her to see another man. Umekalkeles albaila, and she'll ruin her marriage with her husband. So what do we say? Ella. Omeres tmei anilach. If she says, tmei anilach, she says I was violated. Tavi Raila Dvareha. Bring proof. You know, walk into the house one day and say, you know what happened to me this afternoon? I was taken by somebody. Just say such a statement. Prove it. So the Ran asks, wait a minute. The halacha is that if she says a claim like that, she can't go back to her husband. What? She can't go back to her husband. So how could the Chachamim let her go back without proof? How could they let her go back? The din is that she can't go back. So how could they let her go back? What? No. Forget the ksuva. If she says, I was violated, right? How does the Chacham say she returns without proof?
If she get a get, don't you have the ksuva anyway?
No, you don't get a ksuva if you're the cause of the divorce. We can learn that in ksuva. So if you're the cause, let's say she doesn't want to be firm anymore. She doesn't keep Shabbos. So you're allowed to divorce her and she doesn't get her ksuva. I divorcing her, but she's the reason why, she's the cause of the divorce. So then she doesn't get a ksuva. So we're saying, even though here she's the cause, she's considered an ones. You're not an ones to say you don't want to be firm anymore. It's not an ones. Here it's an ones. So for an ones, you'll get your ksuva. That's all we're saying. If she's the cause of the divorce, whatever she does, right, not being firm is a classic example. If she's the cause, then she doesn't get her ksuva. She loses it. It's possible to lose it. So what about over here? So there was a famous, the Ran asked that question. So the Ran says, a few answers to this. He says what they did was the whole marriage was only al das Moshe v'Yisrael. So if you went ahead and violated, and they would undo the marriage. The Chacham would undo the marriage. Then she was a penuya. She was never married at the time that happened. And then you can remarry her. That's the standard answer. Okay. Anyway. So we're afraid that she's going to go ahead and set her eye on someone else. So how am I going to get out of this marriage with the money? How am I going to do that? Oh, I'll make up a story. Prove it. Right? Next one. Hashemayim beini lebeinach. Right? So what does that mean? We have to have some machlokes what that means. So the Gemara says, Yasu derech bakasha. So according to Rashi, that means, you're mistreating her? So treat her nicely. Make a suda for her, Rashi. Make a suda for her. Treat her nicely. Rashi says, Libo lehisnaig b'minag yotha. Treat her nice. According to Tosvos, amazing Tosvos, Tosvos said, that what did this mean? This meant that she couldn't have children. He couldn't have children. He can't be mole children. Tosvos had said, Pirish b'kuntris, Rashi said, that golev yidul l'shamayim she'en is kak imi kishar b'ni adam. He's not treating me right, like other men. Veloni hira, the b'shulim adar, mefarish b'gamar behed yadahayinu she'en yorah kachetz. He can't be molded to have children. So what does it mean? Yasa derech bakasha. What does that mean? So the Tosfos yasa derech bakasha. It says Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel yitzpalu lemakom v'yitin lehem banim. Davin. You hear this? That she comes to Taina. Listen, he can't father children. So we're not going to just believe that. Maybe she saw another man. She wants to go to another man. Davin for children. You hear this? Maybe. No, what? No, he's not possible for him to have children. He can't be molded kechet. He's never going to have children. He can't. So now, so all right. So this one's a little hard to fit. It's hard. Because what are you diving for? Diving for an ace? Is that what it is? You're diving for an ace? And the third case, Natula ani min hayehudim. She said a statement. I'm asking myself to every Jew in the world, every man in the world. So you know what? Yafar chelko, be made for the portion that applies to, be made for you, ve umishama shaso, and then you can have relations with her. Right? Utehe nitulim in hayehudim. So she's still usher to the whole world, but not to you. It's not a reason. What? No, you're allowed to be made for your own wife's nadarim if it relates to you. No, the one that relates to you. So you can have relations with you. And not the rest of the world. Right? If she makes a neder that on Wednesdays she's going to walk for an hour, that has nothing to do with you. But if it has to do with you, I'm not cooking anymore. I'm not having relations with you anymore. So he's allowed to be made for that. So why is all this here? Say for the following question. Iboy Elohu. Here's why. Natula Neiman HaYehudim. She makes such a neder. I'm asking myself to the whole world. L'yavam Mahu. What about the Yavam? When she made this neder, I'm asking myself to the whole world. Now, the Yavam is considered in the whole world. But was it on her mind? Was that a possibility that her husband's going to die and they don't have any children and then she's going to fall to Yibum and she doesn't want to? Was he included in the neder also? So mi maska adaite demayis baila. Did she think that her husband was going to die? V'nafla kame yavam, and the yavam is going to show up and say, "Let's go." Olo or not? Isn't that love of David? Well, she's offering herself to the whole world. So right now she's a married woman. So why should it be different than anyone else? In order for her to be with someone else, either her husband has to die or he has to divorce her. So either way, it's not biyada. Either way, it's not up to her. But was it on her mind, was it even in the realm of possibility that this is going to happen? Rav Amar Yavam Einu Kabal. Rav said that the Yavam is not like the Baal. Meaning, if the husband were to die, the Yavam does not have to be made for her neder. She doesn't have to be made for her neder. You know why? Because the neder never included him. That was too wild of a possibility. Shmuel Amar, no! Yavam Rehu Kabal. It certainly was in her mind. So Amar Abaya, Kavaseh Derav Mestabra. I think Rav's right. Why is Rav right? Ditnan, because it says in the Mishnah, Hanoderes, Hana, Miyavama, Bechaye Baila. If she made a neder, answering her Nahana from the brother-in-law while the husband was still alive, meaning, it had nothing to do with Yibum. She can't stand this guy. They had a big fight. She doesn't like him. So I'm never having enough from that guy. I'm making a neder. I never want him over. I'm never cooking for him. Right? She made such a neder. Did it have anything to do with Yibum? No. Then what happened? Kofino so sheyachlots. We forced her to do chalitza. Why? Because she made a neder. The neder's binding on him. But the im isya, the muskadite, if it's true that she included him when she made such a neder, that in other words, when she asked herself to the whole world, she included him. If that's true, then mevakshin mi boyle. It should only be a request. Why? Because the next case was where if it was miskavna lakach, then it was only a request, not a forcing. So it can't be. So Rav must be right. So the Gemara says, Hacha ma'eskina no be'isha sheyesh lo banim. No, she had children. So if she had children, so the Aruch Haner asks, first of all, he doesn't answer the question, what do you mean she had children? So Yivam's only if he has children. It means he had children. But it says it in a Lashon Nekeva. Sheyesh lo banim. It doesn't mean her, it means he had children. If he had children, it's never going to be Yibum. It's impossible. There's children. Yibum could only be when there's no children. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The kule hai lo maska daite. She's not going to think. That's crazy. That not only is he going to die, but all his children are going to die. And then when he dies, he's going to be single. He's going to be without children. That's too wild to think. Nobody thinks that. So that's not in the realm of possibility at all. So the Gemara says, aval ein lo bonemai. But what if it would be taka that there were no children? Then mevakshin. Then we would request for him. So the Gemara says, adatani im niskavna lakach afiyu b'chayi v'ayil adatani. So why does it have to say, im niskavna lakach, if she intended to asser him, afiyu b'chayi v'ayil mevakshin mimenu, shiach lotzla, then we would request it, lifnog v'lifti b'didei. The whole distinction in the Mishnah should revolve around children. V'med devar mamurim, when does that apply? B'shiyesh l'banim, if he had children. Then Avol Ein Labanim, but if not, Mevavshin, then we only make the request. Why do you have to bring up another case of Kavana? The whole issue is children or no children. So the Gemara says, El Shma Mina, you're right. Lo Shna, Yesh Labanim, Lo Shna, Ein Labanim, it makes no difference. Kofinoso, we force him, Kirav, like Rav, Shma Mina. That there's no, it was not in the realm of possibility that the Yavim would be in the picture. Okay, Hajar Alach Beis Shammai, Hajar Alach Beis Shammai, Hajar Alach Beis Shammai. Now, Parak number 14 is, we had this entire Mishnah we did already. This entire Mishnah was, we did it 2 days ago. It's all about a Chareshas and a Cheresh. Here we go. Cheresh Shenasa Pikachas. If a Cheresh marries a Pikachas, a regular, healthy, normal girl. Or Upikeach Shenasa Chareshas. Or Pikeach marries a Chareshas. Now, min ha-Torah, these are not marriages. Why? Because min ha-Torah, a cheresh or a chereshes, were considered people without das. Why? Because in those days, it was impossible for them to communicate. We're going to get to what about sign language in a few minutes. But bizman then, it was impossible. They had the din of, they were just like a, that's why cheresh, shot, and katan. They're always lumped together. However, the Mishnah is going to explain that a cheresh and a chereshes do not really like a shot and a katan. A shota bachlal can't have a marriage. They're not normal. Unfortunately, they're not normal. They're a shota. They're crazy. A cheresh and a cheresh, they can have a normal marriage. They can be in society. So it was a das problem. So for a das problem, midrabanan, they allowed it. Why should these people sit around with nothing to do their whole life? So the midrabanan, they can get married. How can they get married? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Im ratza lahotzi yotzi, if you want to divorce her, you can divorce them. V'im ratza l'kayim yikayim, and if you want to stay married, you can stay married. No problem. Why? K'shem shehu kodesh birumiza, just like the whole kedushin was done, birumiza, right, with body movements or some kind of motioning, some kind of, right, inflection, and it was to indicate to the other party that you want to make a kedushin. So too, kach hu motzi birumiza, so you could divorce the same way. Could divorce the same way. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. Can you do this without writing it down? Have to be beremiza, or you just write on a piece of paper. By the way, it's over. It's been fun while it lasted, but now it's over. Can you do that? Or it has to dafka be beremiza. That's a machlokas. Okay. Pikeach shenasa pikachas. If a pikeach marries a regular girl, then after the marriage, vinis charsha. Now she became deaf. So, im ratza yotzi, v'im ratza yikayim. Again, if he wants her, we can divorce her, and if he wants to keep her, we can keep her.
How can he divorce her?
The marriage is
d'oraisa
at the onset, right? Right. And the get would only be the rabban. Right. Oh, no,
because he doesn't
need das. Right, exactly. Now, nishtatis, if she became crazy, halachically crazy, right, after the marriage, then lo yotzi, a takana de rabban, we don't let you divorce her. You're required to take care of her. Why? Because you've divorced her, what's going to happen to her? She's crazy, so she's gonna run wild, run rampant. She has no shmira. At the takana de rabbanan, you have to stay with her. Nischaresh hu onishtata. What if he became crazy, or if he became a cheresh? Then ena motzi olamis. You can never get divorced if you're a woman and you're married to a man and he becomes crazy. You can never get out of that marriage. Why? Because he has no das. But then we had the famous tshuva from Rav Moshe. Right, about the guy who thought he was other rishon kodem achet, and he was walking around without any clothing, right? And he wanted to know, and she wanted to get out of his marriage. So listen, the guy's crazy. So Rav Moshe made a whole it was a long tshuva there about halachic crazy and metzias crazy. Are you halachically a shota or metzias are you a shota? Right, what defines a shota? Guy walks around without any clothes on, he's certainly nuts. Is that a halachic shota? So he had a whole the Rav Moshe had a whole tshuva about that. It's a very old tshuva. Amr Yochanan ben Nuri, b'pnei ma isha shenis charsha yotza, how come a woman who's deaf, you can divorce her, v'ish shenis charish ein emotzi, but a man who is deaf, he can't affect the divorce? What's the difference? What's this question? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah Amr lo ein adome, ha'ish b'hamad garish isha hamad garish, they're not the same. Sha'isha yotza l'ritzona, v'shalo ritzona. And a woman can be divorced with her will, without her will. You can force it. V'ish ein emotzi el l'ritzona. But a man, you know this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri know this? What was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri thinking? I think the Gemara will go into this. What was he thinking? Now, hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida al Chareshes. There was once he testified about a woman. She was a Chareshes. She siya aviha. That the father married her off. So it was a daraisa marriage because the father did it. Then she yotze beget, and she was able to get a get. So Amrulah, so they told him, Afzuki Yotzebo, exactly. This Kitad is just like a girl who was normal and then became deaf later in life. You give her a get. There's no das. She's not a factor. Doesn't stop us. This is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Makes the question stronger. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, now we're going to have seven cases. All the combos of being deaf and not being deaf, brothers, brothers, sisters, the whole story. Here we go. Case number one. Beis Achin, two brothers, Chareshin, that they're both deaf. If they're both deaf, we don't care what the wife is. It doesn't make a difference because it's a Darabanan marriage. So as long as one party's deaf, it's a Dorbanan marriage. So two brothers, Chareshin, Nisuin, now who they're married to is irrelevant. Lebeis Achayos, Chareshos, they can be married to two sisters that are Chareshos, Olashdei Achayos, Pikachos, or they can be married to two sisters that are normal, Olashdei Achayos, or two sisters, Achas Chareshos, Achas Pikachas, one's normal, one's not. Oh, or Beis Achayos, Chareshos, two sisters that are deaf. Again, once they're deaf, it makes no difference what the husband is. Nesuos, l'shtei achim pitkin, married to two normal men, o l'shnei achim chareshim, or to two men that are chareshim, o l'shtei achim echad chareshim, echad pikeach, or two men, one and one. Hare elu, in all these cases, one of the husbands die, peturos mina chalitza mina yibum. There's no chalitza, and there's no yibum. Why not? Because they're sisters. That's simple. Doesn't make a difference, they're sisters. Case number two. I'm sorry, not case number two. Vim hayu nachrios. What if they were nachrios? They're not sisters. Then you can too. You can marry them. Vim ratzu lahotzi yotzi. And if you want to divorce them, you can divorce them. And like we said, no chalitza. Either yibum or nothing. But we said we should do yibum, otherwise they're going to be stuck the whole life. Do yibum and then divorce them. Because you can't do chalitza. No. So if one dies, so you want to do yibum now. Right? They're not sisters.
Why does he marry them?
What?
Them.
Either, in other words, in both cases, both of them.
Either one.
Right.
Even if they were
parents. Right. That's what we said. It makes no difference. We rejected that. It makes no difference. Net case number two. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Echad Cheresh, Echad Pikeach. One's a Cheresh and one's normal. Shnesuin L'shtei Achayos, married to two sisters. Pikchos, that are both normal. Now, Meis Cheresh Bal HaPikachas. The Cheresh dies, and who's left? A regular girl. Mayas Pikeach Bal HaPikachas. What does the Pikeach, who's married to the Pikachas, do? Teitzim Shemachos Isha. She does nothing. Why? It's a sister. She's a sister. Can't marry sisters. Can't marry two sisters. Nothing happens. No Yib, no Chalitza. She goes off Kafri. What if Meis Pikeach Bal HaPikachas? What if the Pikeach dies? And there's a pikachas here waiting for Yibum. Mayas the Cheresh Bala Pikachas. What does the Cheresh, who's married to the Pikachas, have to do? He has to moti ishto beget. He has to leave, divorce his own wife. Why? Because the Zika of the Pikachas is a Daraisa Zika. The marriage to this girl is only a Darabanan. So the Isser of sisters is not applicable. Because the Zika is stronger than this Isser, because this marriage is only a Darabanan marriage. The Zika is a Daraisa Zika. In order to undo this, you have to divorce your own wife. We had this already. And the Eishes Achim Asurul Olam. And this girl you can never marry. Why? Because she's your divorced wife sister.
Can she marry someone else?
I think she can marry someone else.
She's
a, so I don't know if she needs... Right. I don't know. That's a good question. Could she marry someone else? I know there's discussion about that. Case number three. Shnei Achin Pitkin. Two regular men. Nesnuun l'shtei achoyos, and to marry two sisters. Achas chareshes v'achas pikachas. One's a cheresh and one's not. Meis pikeach bal hachareshes. The pikeach dies. Now, this chareshes falls to Yibum. Mayas the pikeach bal pikachas. What should the pikeach who's married to the pikachas do? The answer is nothing. Teitzei mishamachos isha. They're married to two sisters. But the other way around, meis pikeach bal pikachas, if the pikeach dies, and there's a healthy girl here, mayas the pikeach bal hachareshes, what should the pikeach married to the chareshes do? Again, moti sishto beget. You have to divorce your own wife. Why? Because the zika is a daraisa zika, and your marriage is a rabbanan marriage. And this eishes achiv bichalitza, and this one you do chalitza to. Case number four. Shnei achin, two brothers. Echad cheresh v'echad pikeach. One's a cheresh, one's a pikeach. Nesuin l'shtei achoyos, married to two sisters. Echad chareshes v'echad pikachas. One's a chareshes, one's a pikachas. Meis cheresh bal chareshes. The cheresh who's married to the chareshes dies. So the chareshes now is waiting for Yibum. Mayas the pikeach bal pikachas. What should the pikeach who's married to the pikachas do? The answer is nothing. Teitzei mishamachos isha. She's a sister. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. What about the other way around? What if the pikeach dies and the pikachas is waiting for Yibum? Mayas the cheresh bal chareshes. What should the cheresh who's married to the chareshes do? He's got to divorce his wife. Moti is ishto beget. He has to divorce his wife because the zika is a daraisa zika. The marriage is only a darabanan marriage. For eishes achiv asurul olam. And the wife sits as asur to you forever. because it's your wife's, it's your divorced wife's sister.
Unless your wife passed away.
Right. No, that won't make a difference. Because that did only apply to marrying two sisters. Not by marrying the divorced, not if you divorce your wife. Right. So if one sister dies, you can marry the other sister. But if you divorce one sister, then it would change? Maybe it would change. Okay, maybe it would change. Maybe it would change. Fine. We're not talking about if one of them dies. Next. But we mean la'olam because it's otherwise, unless something like that, unless it's a...
It's to the whole world, not forever.
Right. No, it's forever and to the whole world. Right. Right. Okay, number five. Shnei Achin, two brothers. Echad Cheresh, Echad Pikeach. One's a Cheresh, one's a Pikeach. Nitzuin l'shtei Nachrios. Married to two women who are not sisters. Pikachos, and they're both Pikeachos. Meis Cheresh Baal Pikachas. The Cheresh, who's married to the Pikachas, dies. Mayas Pikeach Baal Pikachas. What should the Pikeach do now? The answer is, O Cholitz, O Miyavim, whatever he wants. Meis Pikeach Baal Pikachas. What if the Pikeach dies? Sounds like Pikachas here. Mayas Cheresh Baal Pikachas. What should the Cheresh, who's married to the Pikachas, do? Kodes, he can marry her. Vein Motzia La'olam, but he can never divorce her. Why? Because he can't give a divorce because he's a Cheresh, and he can't do Chalitza because he's a Cheresh. So she stays married to him forever. Case number six. Shnei Achin Pichin. Two Achin who are normal. Nesuin Lebeis Nachrios. Married to two women who are not sisters. Achas Pikachas V'achas Chereshas. One's Pikachas and one's a Chereshas. Meis Pikeach Baal Chereshas. If the Pikeach dies, now there's a Chereshas here waiting. Mayase Pikeach Baal Pikachas. What should the Pikeach do? The answer is Kones. He should marry her. If he wants a divorce later, he can divorce her. Why? Because she doesn't require any das. Meis pikeach baal pikachas. What if the pikeach dies? Ma yase pikeach baal chareshes. What could the pikeach do? The answer is, ochol is omiyabim, whatever he wants. Just because he's married to a chareshes doesn't stop him from doing even to this one. Or chalitza, whatever he wants. Okay?
Why a chareshes, he cannot do chalitza even the same way?
Because he can't do chalitza to a chareshes. Case number seven, last one. Shnei Achim, two brothers, Achat Charesh v'Achat Pikeach. One's a Charesh, one's a Pikeach. Nesuin Lebeis Nachrios, married to two foreign women, not sisters. Doesn't mean foreign, it means not sisters. Achat Charesh v'Achat Pikeachas. One's a Charesh, one's normal. Meis Charesh Baal Charesh. The Charesh dies, who's married to the Charesh. So Ma Yaseh Pikeach Baal Pikachas. What does he do? It's the same thing. Kones, he marries her. V'yimratza Lahotzi Yotzi. If he wants to divorce her, he divorces her. Meis Pikeach Baal Pikachas. What if the regular one dies? Mayas the Cheresh Baal Chereshes. What should the Cheresh, who's married to the Chereshes, do? Kones, he can marry her. Ve'ein Motzil Olam. He can never divorce her. Why can he never divorce her? Because there's no Das here. Okay. What about sign language? So, there's a three shittas about sign language with some accompanying noise. Sometimes people that are deaf, they have, when they sign, they make a little bit of sound. Some kind of mimicking, a little bit of sound. If they have some sound coming out of their mouth, the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzerov, and the Marsham both muttered. They both said that since they have some sound coming out of their mouth, they have the din of a full normal person. Their Kedusha will be a Kedusha Daraisa. They can communicate, they have sign language, and they have some Shmiah. Because if they didn't have any Shmiah, there's no way they can make any sound. However faint, however vague it is, they have some Shmiah, and therefore they have the din of a full-fledged Jew. And the Kedusha will be a Daraisa Kedusha. Chalitza, it was more complicated. Right, so Chalitza was more complicated. But putting aside Chalitza, the Kedushin was certainly, and Gittin was certainly okay. That they mattered. The Na'oz Deshe, who's the Na'oz Deshe? The Na'oz Deshe is the Shem Yishmuel's son. Right? It's the Avni Nezer's grandson. He said, no, doesn't change. They're still considered like a Shota and a Katan, and they're still considered someone without a Das, and it would not be a good Kedushin. It would not be a good Gittin. But I think that two out of three said it would. If there's no sound at all coming out of their mouth, then it was much more... You have to try much harder to get ahead to. No, pretty much nobody was mounted that. Because then the assumption is there's no Shmiah at all. And even though they're able to communicate and they're able to do sign language, that's not enough to make them into a category of a Bardas. That's the story with that. Okay. We'll stop here. Just want to read one thing from the... Okay, this has nothing to do with the Daf. At the very, the Reb Chaim Shmulev, it's in Sichas Musar, in Maimer Mem Aleph, talks about, the Maimer is called Rav Utalmud. See where this is going. Rav Utalmud. So it says, he says as follows, V'vzeh nira lehavin, geder Rav Utalmud. It's very easy to learn Torah without a Rebbe. It's very easy. You pick up an art scroll, even if without an art scroll, very easy to learn without a Rebbe. But it's not the same. We all know it's not the same. There's no comparison. We all know that. We all know that if we don't come to a shir, we do the daf by ourselves, it's not the same. We all know that. But he says that a rav is makabel v'hashpo me'akadosh baruch hu v'hu machnes es ha-talmid tachas kinachov. Right? That through a Rebbe, you're able to come much closer to Hashem than you could on your own. But he's not saying anything that we don't know. V'al yedei zeh af ha-talmid nehenem me'oso hashpo l'fi yecholto u'kafig beis kibulo. Your abilities are directly in proportion to what you're getting from your Rebbe, which means what you're getting from Hashem. Having said all that, it was a pleasure giving the daf this summer. I myself am looking forward to becoming a Talmud once again and being able to get the Hashva from a real Rebbe, not just a substitute. And Amir Tz Hashem Barazna will be back tomorrow and I'll be returned the reins back to him. And we look forward to that. And it was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it. And Amir Tz Hashem, we should all continue to grow in Torah.